Hello, David Zritsky for The Bond Experience. Welcome back. This is going to sound like a very familiar opening to those of you who listen to my Bond podcast, because I am right now walking very briskly, quickly through my collection. And if you've seen quick short videos on this, or you've listened to my podcast before, you know what I tend to do if it's raining out, and it is, it's pouring out right now, and it is something like 15 to 19 mile per hour winds. It's hellacious, not fit for man nor beast. So I'm not going outside, and I don't go to a gym. So when I want a little bit of cardiovascular, or just get a nice walk in to get the blood flowing early in the morning, it's 5:30 in the morning right now, I walk around my collection, which is kind of think about it as a walkout basement, which it is, footprint of the house. And it creates like almost like a nice track. And I walk around it. And as I walk around it, I visit my collection. I'm basically seeing it in my periphery. Sometimes I'm listening to other people's podcasts or music, or I'm doing a podcast, but visually and even mentally, I'm drinking in my collection. I'm seeing the clothing and the props. I'm literally seeing it right now as I record this. And the reason I'm pointing this rather obvious fact out is that it's this little sort of dopamine push of Bond in my life. Now, I don't know what the day is going to bring. I mean, I kind of know. I have my calendar, and it's a work day, so there's going to be a lot of work involved, and there's a lot of things going on at work, and so there probably won't be a ton of Bond moments. So what this does is it injects a bolus dose, if you will, a mad rush of James Bond to my brain while I'm working out. I'm multitasking is what I'm doing. But there's a side effect, and I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, so maybe I can talk about these things. There's a side effect to doing this, and the side effect is I get extreme pleasure. You know, I've teased before, you've heard me say it like this. It's almost like a therapy. It's therapeutic to connect with Bond, because it is, to me, all about fun and escapism. You know, has it been smidgens and little blips of drama over the years? Well, of course, but what great thing, what great passion in your life hasn't had that? The very things that are worth the most to you, and I don't mean physical things, but the emotional things, have had a journey to get there. And of course, that's no different with being a quote unquote, you know, major fan of James Bond. But this connection with my collection and seeing these things is just so much fun. And when I'm not doing a podcast and I can really concentrate on it, it's even higher, as you can imagine. I'm seeing all these stories put before me of how I acquired these things, or the people that I've met, or just visitors that I've had to my collection that have enjoyed a martini as they walked around and just smiled. And I see the elation and joy, and that joy is spread. And that's at the crux of this podcast, the positivity, which I've talked from time to time. This isn't a new discussion, but it just seems like every now and then, almost like, you know, a medication, if you will, you've got to have this shot of positivity when you're thinking about Bond for your own well-being and positivity, because I've seen from time to time people start to pull backwards. You know, and they see it from a negative point of view, or, you know, the changes aren't happening fast enough, or it's not what they like, or the perception, the filter that they put it through is gray. It's a negative one. And especially on a rainy, cold, windy day, you know, the type of lack of light and sunshine and, you know, these types of days can kind of get people down. So having this positive outlook on Bond doesn't hurt. Now, you could be sitting there 4 minutes and 44 seconds into this podcast and say, I don't buy it, David. I mean, you're talking about psychological things. Everybody's wired differently. And that is absolutely true. This isn't a one-size-fits-all dosage. This is not. This is like, you know, take as necessary. You know, look at your level of bond enjoyment and equate, and then make those micro adjustments, but find that kind of positive core. What is it about bond that makes you happy? You know, maybe it's about the clothing. Maybe it's about reading a book, a new book or an old book, just to get nostalgic. Maybe it's about connecting to a friend. And I'll tell you a quick little story. So the other day, wasn't that I was feeling negative, but I was just like, you know what? It's been forever since I just did a StreamYard with a friend about bond, talking about a bond subject. So I called my friend Luke Taggart of Bond's Apartment. And I said to Luke, hey, man, you know, Monday night, 7 o'clock, you want to get on a call after or a StreamYard and do a video? Just like, you know, we'll pick a subject. I've got one I'm interested in, but maybe you've got some. And we'll find one that we're equally interested in. And we'll just shoot the breeze for however long we shoot the breeze. And what happens is the video falls away. You know, the technology falls away, and now you're just talking to a friend. You're laughing and smiling. You're not reading from a script. You're just having a conversation with a friend, and the dopamine levels rise. You get really happy. You get really positive about things, and we did. We kept it very positive. We kept it, and not to give anything away because this video is going to be released. We talked about a future subject. We talked about a potential Bond actor that we think would be fantastic that really hasn't been talked about that much. It's not Aaron Taylor Johnson. I'll give you a hint. But we had a great conversation. There was laughter. There was ribbing each other, you know, taking the Mickey out of each other, which is always a lot of fun for us to do. And we just left the call elated, you know, promising each other, I think, quite truthfully, that we would do it again soon. So find that positive momentum, the thing that makes you happy. I know individuals where a call like that or a connection like that to a person wouldn't really make them happy. They're a little bit more, and there's nothing wrong with this, they're a little bit more introverted and inward, and they enjoy going into sort of a, you know, a silo, if you will, and creating something. Maybe creating a video or just creating something that nobody even sees, but, you know, building a Lego car. Somebody the other day told me that they took immense satisfaction with finally building the small DB5, which I haven't even done yet. Bad Bond fan. And they took immense joy. And I actually think it was a rainy day and they just put all the pieces out and they just built it and just regarded it. And now it's a part of their collection. And they had that connection. It's like building puzzles during the pandemic. People were really into that. Danielle and I did that. And just the solving of things, the completion, you know, knowing that you have a goal and the journey that you take to get to those goals elated that person. That was their happy spot. So, you know, you've got to take a moment. And people, I think for some reason, as we get older, you know, maybe we think that we've got all the answers and it seems like, you know, being able to find our happy place is an obvious thing, but it's not. I mean, sometimes you have to literally make a to-do list of the things that drive pleasure and joy in your life. And I'd say the Japanese culture is very good at this. You know, they are very organized about what drives joy. And look, some of you are saying right now, like, wow, that sounds horribly not spontaneous, David. I mean, where's the romance in doing that? What about letting life take you along like a wave? And that's all wonderful until it's not, until that wave stops and you're sitting in stagnant water, you know, filled with malaria and mosquitoes. Where are you going with this, David? But this is something that you can actually push along willfully, you know, sitting down. And I am still that person who creates to-do lists. And I've got several different levels of to-do lists. I have my work to-do list. You know, here are the things that are urgent that need to get done. You know, fix this first type of urgency. And then I've got sort of like, I need to get this done by the week. So I need to calendarize it. I've got my bond to-do list. Believe it or not, I do. I have a separate bond list. Has to do, obviously, with the channel or events or people I need to get back to or bond brands and connections like that. And those sort of checking off and moving through and feeling like you are moving forward in some way, even through the grizzle and the muck, those are important positive moments in your life. So the old traditional pen and paper, which I know is so antiquated, and even if you use your iPhone, like I do with a lot of my to-do lists, that check-off, that completion is so, so satisfactory. Oh, the satisfaction you get out of doing that, it's like a high. It's like an acquisition of a completion of something, of hitting that goal, especially if you're a tiny bit competitive like I am with yourself. It drives so much. So it's just one of these things that you can start thinking about. So there you have it. I mean, it's just a quick one, but you know, finding that positive why around bond. And as I was walking around my collection, it just came to me and I said, wow, this is a part of what makes me happy, and revisiting. And for so many people who say, you know, I don't appreciate my collection enough, or I've got tons of things in boxes, that's totally fine. I mean, it's even if you have something out on your desk at work or on a single shelf in a small apartment, you can still have that appreciation. You could still have those positive moments and create momentum around those moments if you take stock in it. Little bit of organization needed, though. There you have it. Thanks for joining me. This has been a quick one, but bite-sized chunks is what I'm trying to create. This has been David Zaritsky for the Bond Experience Podcast. We'll see you all real soon. Take care.